Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Off-Centered Outdoors Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dockstetter, along with my partner in crime that's not supposed to be here today.
Yeah, you're invisible, no shoes wearing, animal stuffing midget moron from Ojai who's supposed to be mounting a moose today in Oklahoma.
So instead, we're going to mount one here in Ojai.
Yeah. Well, Matt was going to mount one here. Well, never mind.
Yeah. Well, it's been quite the whirlwind of the week.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
What'd you get done?
Not a whole damn lot.
I know. It's like
I got some finish work done and a couple other odds and ends, but...
Yeah, and I tried to get to a certain point before I left here.
Yeah.
Because my plan was when I got back here, well, it's still the same plan, but to, you know, start the last run before the June situation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had to... Well, let's talk about you first before I tell you my adventure.
Yeah, well, it's been moving by quick, but I really didn't do a whole hell of a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the hell we talked about on the last one besides Travis, but I had that barbecue contest a couple weeks ago now and came in second on that, and we're getting ready to go to that one down in L.A. on Saturday.
Which baffles me because you gave me a tri-tip from that,
mm-hmm.
And that, we call it candy.
Yeah.
It didn't even make, like, the dinner, really. We just started cutting it up and eating it, like, in chunks, like the antelope meat you cooked that time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it, you know.
Whatever. You can't win every day.
I was thinking that. You can't.
No.
You really can't win them all, but...
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know.
I just hope it's not a precursor for how the rest of the year's going to go, but hey.
Hey, man, that's my job with the negativity.
Oh, no, it's not negativity. It's,
it's a 10-foot rule.
Hopeful optimism? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been a pretty calm week, I guess. Levi had strep throat last week. And he got over that real quick, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And Nathan, did he get his
he's supposed
car skating on at 12 or
yeah, he got his new tires on and
whatever the hell you kids do
now. Yeah, he's supposed to start his new job on Tuesday next week, allegedly, so. We'll see how that goes.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's apprenticeship, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Good kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was it's been just crazy since the... Yeah, we didn't really have a guest for today because I was going to call from Travis's shop.
Yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah.
And I can't because I'm not there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
So what happens is I love that technology is going to take over the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get to Santa Barbara at the recommended time, go up to the American Airlines thing, and Santa Barbara is a small airport.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hilarious because sometimes nobody's there.
Yeah.
I mean, people are there, but there's like no TSA, there's no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they start staggering out like around 9 o'clock. So I get up there to with the magic thing,
mm-hmm.
And so Wendy tries, because you know me in this, so she has it all special, allegedly just push the button.
Yeah.
Right? So right when I get there, I go to push the button, and I'm going at the thing, and it, bing, your flight is delayed. Right that second, you know?
Yeah.
And then that started what I call the seven voyages of Sinbad.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this isn't that, because I would have made it there then. This is like Jason and the Argonauts or something. So she says, okay, well, you'll get into Phoenix at whatever. So I had the presence of mind, thank God, to ask, well, what happens when I get there?
Yeah.
She says, well, where are you going? I go, Tulsa. Oh, let me see. Oh. Okay, what's O? O is that's the last flight that day. But we can give you a thing and you can stay overnight and go the next day or some crap. I said, well, that doesn't really, you know, help me much
because
I only got till Friday,
mm-hmm.
You know. So she starts looking around and then she goes, oh, okay. Well, then they try to go here, go there. You know, I try to go to L.A. through Omaha or whatever, like the song, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I call. Meanwhile, poor Rudy, I'm calling back. And what's another airport? Ask Cindy, because you know.
Yeah.
So we go to North Arkansas Central or somewhere, and then there's another one over here, and there's no flights to Tulsa at all.
Yeah.
She goes, wow. Okay. So I just about to give up and told Rudy, I don't know what to do. He goes, well, I'll be here till the 4th. I go, yeah, but, you know, I don't know. So
yeah.
So then Wendy says, hey, ask them what about Wednesday. If there's one to Tulsa, is there one from, you know? So now allegedly I'm leaving tomorrow. Except for when you texted me, I said there's more problems.
Yeah.
So this morning they do the whole thing yesterday, and they say, I don't know if they forgot to hit save.
Oh, shit.
Or what the fuck. But now it's fixed allegedly.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully I'm heading out tomorrow and coming back Sunday.
No, there you go.
Because Rudy was a little bit, he was counting on me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I talked to him for a couple minutes this morning on the way down
here. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How's he doing today?
He was finishing up his second cup of coffee, getting ready to go out to the shop. And then I went through the one bad spot between here and home, and my phone got disconnected. So.
Oh, man. Did he ask about Area 51 or anything?
No.
Let me not ask, tell you?
Well, kind of, but no. I mean, we only got to talk for a couple minutes before I lost him, so.
Yeah. Yeah, he's busting his ass over.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You know, he says it's like a giant jigsaw. I mean, I don't want to spread all that business around.
Yeah.
You know? So anyhow, next week So, finally got a hold of Joe Kish.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good story. And so yesterday, wait, no, Monday? What the hell?
Yesterday was Monday.
Okay, that's when I was flying out.
Yeah.
Because I'm already screwed up now. So he had court Monday.
Yeah.
And it turns out, I think, were we talking on air about him when Sam said that he got arrested and with his underwear on his head or whatever? Or was that another?
No, I don't think that was on, I don't remember.
Anyway, well, Joe, that was his fourth appeal or something. For you guys that don't know Joe at all, because most people, he's a constitutional guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's decided that you don't need a driver's license.
Yeah.
The Fourth Amendment. I learned so much on the phone about it. And, you know, he's right.
Yeah.
You know, he's right. But, yeah, good luck.
You know what I mean? For sure.
Like, you try it, you know.
Yeah, you got to pick your battles sometimes.
Well, I guess he does.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy. You know, like I said, he had a star by his name in Texas.
Yeah.
He has a 19, what year is that bread pickup that Mike gave him?
I don't remember what you told me.
But anyhow, hasn't been registered for like 35 years. He can't get it registered because he doesn't have a driver's license, and he can't get insurance.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, and then he won't give his social security number because that's only for taxes.
Yeah.
You know? And, but Texas is a right-to-drive state, and that's 100% a fact.
Yeah.
You do not have to have a driver's license in Texas.
Interesting.
Although, try it, like I said.
Yeah.
But he knows the thing by heart.
Yeah.
But what he'll do when you pull him over is he won't roll down the window. He turns on his tape recorder, and he holds up his paper with his name and all that on it. And then it evolves from there.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I told him I'd asked him to come on the podcast, and he's busy for a month. He's going on a field trip to the New York Museum field with John, the guy we're going to have on.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name from the NTA?
Yeah, I don't remember what you told me then either. A lot of help I am.
Cuccinelli.
Oh, there you go.
Completely went blank. And then some guy from the Denver Museum.
Nice.
But he said we can do a book review.
Yeah.
On his Carl Akeley book.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll do that
one
episode.
Yeah, we can do that for dang sure.
And that has this whole philosophy in it. And that part's good.
Mm-hmm.
However, that won't help with all the history that, you know.
Yeah.
Because I want to get more of the name of that group where, you know, for those of you who bitch about a judge, try this for size.
Yeah.
They had some club before, you know, all the competition like it is now. And you get invited, and you bring up your best piece,
mm-hmm.
and whatever your discipline is, bird, fish, game head, whatever. And they'd stand around, and then they'd all judge it. And whoever lost, they'd stomp the shit out of the mount.
Yeah, that would go over fantastically nowadays.
And then you don't get a ribbon.
Yeah.
Even if you win, you don't get your, but that, I mean, that's kind of how, you know.
Yeah.
It used to mean something.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I've said this before, I'll say it one more time. You had to get invited into the Masters
mm-hmm.
to compete. And
yeah.
you sent a photo in, and then there was no score sheet. Okay.
Yeah.
Because at that level, you know, you're supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
And then and there was only first, second, and third.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Wow. Yeah, there'd
and
be.
And now we've morphed into 100 hours in the open division in a peak. You know.
Yeah, well, to each their own, I suppose.
Oh, no, I know. But it was just different, man.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You had to have some freaking sand, man.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't be insecure. And
no, absolutely, absolutely.
And the one time this guy lost, who's a famous, I'm not going to say his name because mm-hmm. I'm just not going to do that. But, they were going to stomp it. And Frazier felt so bad for him, he voted. he voted. And this is that level, like if we could only do a bird that good, you get what I
yeah,
mean? That's
yeah.
how good it is. And they were going to stomp it anyway, man.
Wow.
For some reason, you know.
Well, I guess when you sign up for it, you have to pay the consequences, right?
You do, but see, you don't. Sometimes people, we all have egos.
Oh, yeah.
But some people's egos are egos.
Yeah, most definitely.
Not insecure screwballs like me who stuff it inside and think I'm worth whatever, like most of us do.
Yeah. You know?
Some people think they're the,
yeah,
you know.
100%. I mean, there's definitely a lot of sensitive egos in this business, especially when you get into the competition side of things. And I'll be the first to admit I can be one of them. I think we all have the capability of being oversensitive when it comes to your art.
Well, you put a lot into it.
Yeah.
And you put your heart and soul into something.
Mm-hmm.
And judges are different levels. That's why I appreciate a good judge so much.
Yeah, yeah, most
a
definitely.
A fair judge.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ron Anderson, you know, he was a fair judge.
Yeah.
And encouraged me to keep going on my upland game. And because had I was on the right, I think I told a million times this story, but I'll say it again.
Yeah.
I was really on the right track to be in, before I met Mike,
mm-hmm.
to be in, okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I started doing that, listening to the judge crap.
Yep, you know, as we do.
But I took in this bird one time on a stick, I called it, and he said, if I'd have just done one thing, it would have been, I would have had a blue and a blue with the yellow stripe.
Yeah.
And he goes, if this is how you're doing it, you know,
yeah,
you're going to be all, you know what I mean?
Nice.
He says, you got to, you know, so.
No, that's awesome.
And then what happened was I quit focusing on birds because I was trying to get my deer, you know, because you got to make a living.
Yeah.
You know, and, but, so. That's till Mike got a hold of me and got me to focus.
As temporary as that focus may have been.
Shut up. What's grooming?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll never. He goes, well, no, I don't remember what I said. What's skin anatomy?
Skin alignment.
Skin alignment. You know? But then he would say, but see, here's the thing. This is how you can lift people up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm self-taught, you're self-taught.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, Greg, my buddy in, you know, Idaho, it's all self-taught.
Yeah.
So there's no one that, you know, and then my deer are all basically, before I started getting international big game, we're all hairless.
Yeah.
July and August, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike said, to be fair, first he told me, I can see how you wouldn't understand grooming because I don't see anything to brush or groom, you know?
Yeah.
And then later on, once they got better, he told me this, like years later, he said, actually, if I'd have had to mount your deer and learn, I would have quit.
Yeah.
That's coming from him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
It can. This is the quality of our hides in this one. Because when people say, we say this all the time, the deer in our area.
Yeah.
Actually, the deer in our area are really the deer in our area, and that's the only area.
Uh-huh.
Well, there, I'm sure there's other pockets of places that are 116 degrees.
Yeah.
And have deer season when it's 116 degrees.
Uh-huh.
You know? And open it when the antlers are so soft you can tie them in knots still.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, they don't have a whole lot of hair to start with, and then what hair they do have gets infested with ticks, so you end up with tick damage there.
Oh, man, the brisket pockets, the this, the that, you know?
Yep.
And as usual, from being out in the wild, they look, you know, they're dirty.
So yeah.
The dark hides the light under, you know.
Yeah.
Once you wash them, and all the. Anyway.
Yeah, you guys that complain about how your deer look, sometimes you need to remember what you brought in before you start complaining about what it looks like going out.
Well, and in fairness to a client, they're so excited.
Yeah.
They got the, I mean, it's their thing. They're, you know, they don't look at, I always say it this way when I try to explain it to them. I say, you guys look, this is where you look.
Yeah.
Right? This is where we look.
Yeah, exactly.
This is, our focus is here.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even remember, you know, I mean.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why a lot of these.
And the beers start opening and then it's.
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of these guys don't mind paying $400 for Uncle Bob's deer mount.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. God, we were just talking about that this morning.
Yeah.
The price, like in Oklahoma, for example.
Yeah.
And the thing I still can't get past is when we did our honest cost assessment.
Yeah.
And it was like just under $750, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Is break even and an honest, including taxes and, and every, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not the three things they think, eyes, mannequin, and the.
Yeah.
Ear liners, you know, the real cost, and they're losing.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it either. You see guys that get all pissed off because somebody's charging more than $500 for a deer mount, and it's, well, goddamn, dude, look at the, look at how much stuff costs.
Well, this is why, see, Frazier, that's why he doesn't have customers. And that's why Chucky might not have customers anymore after you start, especially when you find out things that we'll talk about later, but that are really important.
Yeah.
Where you lose a nephew at a young age.
Yeah.
You know, and you realize it's just not that. I mean, I understand, and that's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
We treat everybody's trophy the respect and the value it has to the customer.
Absolutely.
And we understand. But taxidermists have so many life issues, too.
Yep, you know? We're just like everybody else.
You know, and when you come in, say, and the word gets out that, say, someone isn't with us anymore.
Yeah.
And someone comes in and says, blah, blah, blah. That's the day they might be wearing the antler up their ass.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Never know.
Because I'm sorry to inconvenience you, but I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I did it just to piss you off. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? What the fuck? And you know what? And they don't even understand. That's the whole crazy thing. But the main thing I really don't understand, since we ended up morphing down this highway that's going to get us hated, is my guys, and that's why when you hear me say that stupid thing, I say, well, where do you live? And they say, well, I live over in the block over. I live in Ventura. Why? I go, well, I just wonder how much stuff costs there, because maybe two blocks over, gas is free or food is free, or I'm not really sure. Because where I live, you know, it's not free.
No, and absolutely.
As disappointing as this to you guys, right, I have to eat food so I can come out here 7 days a week and do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a, it's a...
Plus, I got other people that need to eat, too. Mm-hmm. They get really pissed off at me if I don't make any money.
It's a, it's a shocking revelation sometimes that, hey, we, some of us don't have other jobs besides the job we chose.
Right. That's why we are a smaller club.
Yeah, this isn't a hobby for, no, for everybody.
No, it's not. And it's a good hobby to have. Yeah. You learn so much.
It's good for the hobbyists. It's not good that it's a hobby for the professionals.
No, because you're in comp, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, because like, the hobby guys are the guys charging $500 for a shoulder mount.
Yeah, because, you know, hey, it's a hobby.
Yeah, exactly. They don't, they're not trying to make
any
money at it.
And again, when you tell them, and so then when you come on the podcast with the Dos Idiots, that'd be us.
Mm-hmm.
Dos Idiosos, Taxiderma. Anyway, we got to get them hats made. Anyway, and we tell them, okay, $500, oh, your hobby. So you're paying your customer $250 to have a hobby of mounting their deer head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to develop that cheat sheet, and I might have it, Richard blow it up for me and put it on the wall.
Yeah.
For the, no, you know, it sounds petty, but it's really not, because people just don't relate it to this. We talk about this till we're out of breath.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to put Bondo with 1788.
Mm-hmm.
A real gallon,
yeah.
The 3-liter one now,
mm-hmm.
Before COVID.
Yeah.
Now, 3 liters, I saw, finally, they got it in at Lowe's the other day.
Yeah.
And it was $50 for mm-hmm. 3 liters, which still puts it at about close to $70 a gallon.
Yeah.
And then we know our clay went from $22 mm-hmm. before COVID, then it went to, what, 30 when we did that last
one. Yeah, it was 30 something, yeah.
Yeah, and then we just picked up another half a pallet, and now it's $60 a box.
Yeah.
And dextrin went up 4,000% or something.
Yeah.
I keep bitching about it, because, man, it's cornstarch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it went from that 40-pound bag, went from $60 to $300.
Yeah.
You
That's
know?
Insane.
It's insane.
Well, hell, resin's $90 a gallon.
Yeah, and then screws. Remember, I needed some long screws,
mm-hmm.
and I went and found out, yeah, that's 50 cents a piece now.
Yep.
Every time we break one, or I bend one, or... See, Chuck's got a lot of problems now, because Chuck is already a anatomical dwarf. What kind of dwarf am I? Again.
I don't remember what
you called it.
I called you a homunculus.
That's me, man. Yeah. I'm a homunculus, and proud of it. But I'm still shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I shrunk with that last disc. And you guys might think this, because you don't think about this, because you guys are all normal size. But I shrunk now where I can't stand it on the ground, even if I put shoes on.
Uh-huh.
I can't get the drill to hold right with the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm always stripping out the screws unless I have Matt do it. And homunculus.
Yep.
That's me. It's almost like Hercules.
Something like that.
I got a, that's how I'll remember it. Atomorphous, whatever dwarf kind I am. Hey, be who you is, man.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's all we can do.
Quit trying to be tall. You know, and I got 5'7", and they're calling him short.
Yeah.
I gotta get a hold of that guy.
Well, average is 5'8", so anything below that is short. That stopped
average,
in his tracks.
Yeah, well, because average keeps getting taller. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck? Man, average height in World War II was like 5'4 to 5'6.
Yeah.
You know?
You were still short then.
That's it, but I could drive in the tank, man. That's all I cared about.
Yep.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Anyway. So, no, it's still... They just... I think it'll be one of them great mysteries of life.
Yeah.
Someday they'll think we're aliens, how we did it for... must have been aliens, you know?
Uh-huh.
Anyway. I got some other good guests to come on.
Good.
Too. And I'm really enjoying that we're going down this... trying to get all these guys' stories down. And,
yeah.
You know, Wendy said to me the other day, well, you know... Probably nobody cares but you. And I said, well, you know, that might be, but that's all that really matters, because it's us.
It's always great to have support.
Yeah, I know. Oh, dude, it's hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
And because nobody listens, you know, and then Matt laughs because 14 years after my video, the kids were calling the other day. Uh-huh. Not the same ones either. Like, went through another, every like few months, it, you know.
Yeah.
So here I am. Oh, I was on TV last night.
Oh, wow.
On a show called That Shit White People Do.
Nice.
No, it was really kind of fun because I don't ever watch my own stuff. And the guy, God, I'm dumb. No, let me reframe that. I'm not dumb. I'm uninformed on, like, fashion and all this. So we're in the salt room, and he's looking at his shoes, and he's got some J's, or it's like, what's J's? And he goes, oh, those are whatever. And they're like $400. I go, why would you do that? First thing out of my mouth. I said, that's dumb.
Yeah.
And he goes, what's going to happen? I said, they're going to get ruined. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's damn Chuck. He said, that Chuck, man, he just take the meat and rip it right off. And, you know?
Yep.
And then at the end, he says, hey, Chuck, you're all right. He says, you know what? We'll go hunting. I'll take my AK. You can take your musket. And he had some clean. I said, man, what's wrong with you or something? And then I realized, oh, my God. Like, what if they think I'm like, but it wasn't race. You get what I mean?
Yeah, there was for sure.
Absolutely. The guy was even stunned. He made a friend. It actually said at the end.
Yeah.
Goes to a taxidermist and ends up making a friend.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's like, you know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this and that. Well, it sounds like a personal problem to me. You know why black people don't hunt, he says to me. I said, I didn't know they didn't hunt, but okay, tell me why. You know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, geez, I didn't even think that. He told me something, right?
Yeah.
And I said, wow. I said, you know what? I really don't give a shit what you did. You know?
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, I think the premise to the show was he was going to think they're trying. Now, what if we made a show that tried to understand another ethnicity, right?
Yeah, that would go over fantastically.
Okay, but I guess on the other way, they can do it.
Yeah,
and I guess
course.
They think that we're crazy, which we probably are.
Yeah.
But I think, now I can't prove this, and I hope that this is just my opinion, so don't sue me or something, but, you know.
Restart the video. Hang on 1 second. You can keep talking.
I think that we're expecting, like, different results. You know, they went over, like, a welder. They went to chainsaw guy, all these rednecks. And they were thinking maybe, you know.
Yeah. No, it's a logical conclusion to come to.
And then they find out that we could give a shit and that we don't care.
Yeah.
And that's good for you, man. And I wish I could make that kind of money wearing a gold chain and $400 shoes. But I don't even wear shoes. So that's not going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
And Wendy actually watched it, and she goes, wow, that you were the best, because they had a whole bunch of episodes.
Uh-huh.
I go, that's how I roll, man. You know?
Uh-huh.
How do you do it? I said, I'd just be, I don't know how I do it. I just.
Just chuck it up.
Just chuck it up, man. That's what I'm good at. Chuck it up. Just don't give me instructions, man. That's,
yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
The other day, you know, what did I do again? I did it again. Whatever. You know? Here, I've just laughed that they're going to rule the world with this technology. Hey, I have a question about AI. Do you know anything about it?
Very little.
What's going to happen when AI realizes that it was lied to when it was programmed?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? Talking to you, computer guys.
Uh-huh.
Wake up, AI. You were lied to.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah, I think it's definitely a scary road to be going down, but maybe I've watched too many movies. I don't know.
No, I see. Here's the deal. You've crossed the line into the Chuck and Mike zone.
Yeah, no doubt.
And why I say that is, Mike says if you want to know what the future is, you just watch some movies.
Yeah.
You know, because about 40 years later, you know, here we are.
Uh-huh.
In fact, well, they didn't clone a dinosaur, but they said they're right on the verge of a mammoth.
Yeah.
And that's kind of close.
Pretty damn, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and so.
Well, at least they can go back and watch the movies and see what not to do.
But they're doing it anyway.
I know, but they can do it right, maybe. Maybe they don't have to use frog DNA or whatever they did.
Oh, for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, you know, it's so sad. I just want it, you know?
Yeah.
I saw the most real Loch Ness video that I believe is really real.
Yeah.
Because, again, just like catching a Bigfoot, they know, you know, even that doctor admits it now. That
yeah.
Myra, the gorilla, new gorilla lady or whatever she is. Us gorilla guys. Anyway, she says they know you're, I mean, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? We're dumb. Yeah. You're not going to, you know, I mean, shit, to right now they're exploring an expedition in Alaska and there's grizzly bears and all this shit there and they're walking around. You don't see nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, these guys were on a kayak deal. Like a canoe thing,
mm-hmm.
and they were canoeing from the Hitherlands to the Yonderlands or something, like a, from Scott, I don't know what, I'd need a map to show you.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not sure where Loch Ness is compared to Scotland or something.
Yeah.
But apparently all the riverways connect, right?
Okay.
So they're going, and it's like a six-day journey, and there's all the guys, you know, they're mm-hmm. paddling like on the Wounded Warrior deal.
Yeah.
And they pull into a cove. And the camp.
Yeah.
And then one guy has a little air drone, right? So he's air droning around.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, this thing comes up, like, just out of the shadows, like on a, you know.
Yeah.
Never breaches the surface.
Huh.
But it comes up, and they're on the shore, and it's like, I don't know, maybe 30 feet off the shore. And it just goes back down.
Hmm.
It was the coolest thing.
Interesting.
I mean, that's, to me...
Yeah, that's
and then it analyzed the video, wasn't faked or nothing.
Yeah.
So that's what's really...
Yeah, know, that's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, pretty interesting. You know?
Yeah. No, that's I might need to look that one up. That's interesting.
Look it up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
In fact, I never saw it. You know, it's almost like you see on the news ticker where it says some interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh!
And you wait for it to come around again.
And it's gone. No, they, you know, yeah. like 15 FBI agents shot... They knocked on the wrong door finally.
Yeah.
And then they got that one off because they don't want it. Hey, did you hear they raided Puff Diddy or
I did.
P. Diddy or something.
Uh-huh.
And the sex trafficking and Frazier was saying, how do they know it's traffic? Don't they will line up to be with a famous guy or something? You know? He says it's probably gonna be his kids.
Yeah.
No, seriously, right?
Yeah.
His kids are probably gonna be on the stupid thing. Sending stupid pictures.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be on the hook for it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. If you listen to everything that they've been saying, he's been up to some pretty raunchy shit. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, some nefarious.
Yeah.
What is with people?
I don't know. I guess when you're that famous and you have that much money, you think you can do whatever you want. That's the only thing I can come to.
Wow. I'm just glad I don't wear shoes. I mean, you know, I'd rather be just a simple barefoot hamburger flipper,
yeah.
know, than someone, I don't know.
No,
seems
for sure.
Seems like it rots their brain or something.
Most definitely. There's definitely some kind of
or they don't have
on.
The spirit. Never mind. Here I go again. Down that road.
Yeah.
Got a great talk with another one of my clients about spirituality and the difference between that and going to church.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to him that my feelings on church are an organized church you go to is just another taxidermy association.
Yeah.
Or another government, you know?
No, for sure. I can definitely
I'm not
see
saying
that.
Not to honor God and all. That's not what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, no, for
I'm
sure.
Saying that there's a difference between living it, trying to live it, the principles to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
And then to going through the motions and...
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
100%.
By the way, we got a compliment on the whatever wildebeest thing.
Oh, nice.
Blair came the other day, and or Blake, whatever, sorry, Blair, Blake, whoever you are, switch him.
Yeah.
And he's on a bike ride. Of course, I had to comment on the sperm helmet. And
yeah.
You know? Aren't you embarrassed, you know?
Yeah.
I guess they're not. They're, you know, that's what you have to wear, I guess.
Yeah, just like you in your no-shoes uniform.
That's me. We all yeah. have our uniform.
Exactly.
But anyway, he goes, you mounted that already? I said, yeah. But he said, that was like last week, and you said could I do it because you had time? I said, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I have this mannequin, and can I do it because we got time? That's what that means, Blair.
Yeah. Blake, yeah.
Whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, wow. And then he was thrilled that we, on that horn swap, he says, wow, they fit. I said, no, we did it the right way.
Yeah.
And he goes, wow, yeah, because they did go like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then he looked at the axis and lost his shit.
Well, good.
So don't tell him.
No, absolutely not. That's the best looking axis I've ever seen in this shop.
Well, I'm on a roll, one in a row.
I mean, yeah, you did or I did it.
Mm-hmm. I did it.
Yeah.
I did it on
it was like you almost gave a shit.
I do give a shit. You think I don't, but I do.
I know.
I just went through the... I'll just own it, man. Like 3 years ago, I went through some funky
shit. No, absolutely. I just like giving you a hard time about it.
I know you do, but see...
It keeps your tiny little ego in check.
That's right. What's left of it? Is there even any left?
Yeah.
No, what the point is, when you got a good two-man team like we got,
yeah.
What we do is we keep each other in check.
Absolutely.
And we hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy sometimes.
No, for sure. Definitely not.
You do got to get your little feelings. Well, I have real little feelings.
Yeah, well.
You have, like, bigger feelings.
Not really. I wear my feelings pretty close to the surface most days, but... That's why I feel bad anytime I bring something to your attention that you may have missed or may not have given a shit about at that point in time.
Yeah. And then sometimes, in fairness, I do get chucked. That happens.
Yeah, no, sometimes. For sure. And then sometimes you get on a panic roll and just you start going too fast on things.
I'll own that. And
yeah.
So I really backed off of that.
Sure. I've definitely noticed. I've had to go back and fix a lot less things.
Yeah.
No offense.
No, fuck. Do I care?
No, that's still. I mean, if you told me that, I would say I didn't care too, and then I'd son of a bitch.
But. Well, I've been at it a little longer.
No, I know.
And I that's how much I trust you.
No, I know. I know. If you
know what I mean.
If you didn't, I wouldn't be here.
This is it. It's just not a thing. It's a growth.
Absolutely.
And when you care about people, sometimes
mm-hmm.
that's what's so hard. But see, no one's harder on me than Frazier.
Yeah.
And so that's hard.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I know that he doesn't make it up.
Yeah.
So then that's... And it's only because, like, and again, we're talking to each other because we care.
Yeah.
Not because, you know,
mm-hmm.
we don't care. But none of us can do this 110% all the time.
Yeah.
Especially 40 years, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's no excuse for getting slack, but, you know, sometimes you get in a funk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
And burnout is bad too.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that. I've started to feel it a few times, and then I got to pull my own head out of my ass and move forward.
And luckily for you, in a way, you got just like when Frey got me, I was older than you, but
yeah,
you got saved younger,
mm-hmm.
even to start.
Yeah,
and then now I learned so much of. The mental part of this that I'm, you know, hopefully you can sidestep some stuff.
No, absolutely. I think we've made pretty decent progress since I got punished. So,
yeah. Well, here's the deal. You know, I've really, like I said, and then after that other situation, I go, you know, it's just not.
Yeah.
I'll get it done.
Yeah.
And then you go, what did I say? I'm not opening them boxes.
Yep.
Not doing it till I get past this part because
yep.
Matt will tell you the truth. I'll start looking at the end one.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets in here, it fucks me up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Everything has to be done yesterday.
Yeah, so then now I don't really, really come.
No, and I mean, that's a great quality to have doing this stuff too, is the sense of urgency, but sometimes you manufacture it and it doesn't need to be there.
No, I know, but I work, you know, we take seriously our mm-hmm. not getting laughed,
yeah.
getting work done, because it's easy
mm-hmm.
to not do it.
Yeah, it's definitely.
In fact, apparently it's easy, way easier not to do it.
Yeah.
Start hearing people 2-3 years behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So anyway, no, that's a good thing about working with someone, a two-man crew.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm blessed. I say that all the time. I'm so lucky to have all these people I've met at this. But mm-hmm. to be able to work with, you know.
Yeah.
to Travis, Rudy, you know, mm-hmm. and DS back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, you can find some guy that you can get out of your own way and not come to fist blows. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, definitely. It's in a business of egos, it's nice to find a few people that have the same mindset as you do.
Yeah. And that just, you know, and I remember that one time too, the one guy speaking of egos, and he's trying to get this pig to fit this thing, and he's trying to, and it's like 3 days, right, whatever it was at this seminar.
Yeah.
And I finally go, dude, it's just not gonna fit.
Yeah.
Like, it's too big. You know what yeah. I mean? Like I know the guy told you it was a 600-pound thing. Mm-hmm. Here again, they're putting a 170 on a 190.
Okay? Yeah.
Because most of them are one. I think that's what I was telling the kid Sunday. I said, we can not the kid, the girl that came for the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we can prove, you know, you're working with you. I said, we can prove it. That's
yeah.
the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
We can prove it with science.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the average is 170. That's the large, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. Most people say they killed a 300-pound pig, and the reality is those pigs that they kill that are 300, 350-pound pigs are about 185 when they come in the shop.
Yeah, maybe 220 sometimes.
Yeah, they're in that 200-pound range, and
yeah.
you just can't.
And the head don't change that much from 175 to 220.
No, it doesn't.
It's the same 10 3/4, maybe mm-hmm. 11, but
yeah,
but not always.
No, so for sure,
not always. And that's the truth, because if you even know how old pigs get, now mm-hmm. see, then we morphed into that.
Yeah.
To get to be a 350. Some of them got to live to 7.
Yeah.
And most of them don't live that long for mm-hmm. some reason.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they get shot or predated or something.
Yeah.
Or you just never see them.
Well, yeah, 100%. I mean, just like anything else, the big ones got big because they're not stupid.
Yeah, and then the teeth length, too, you know. I mean, once it gets out past where it's going to bust off.
Yeah.
Like a sheep horn, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So anyway, whatever. Well, we cleared a lot of air today.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
From not having a plan, we filled up this 45 minutes pretty well.
Well, there's always stuff to talk about, but we will have... I mean, this is all, sadly, and I wish it wasn't this way, we got a commercial interruption of the worst kind.
Yeah.
And preparing myself to... well, I would be there talking to you.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll still do a bonus one if I have time.
Yeah, for sure.
If you have time. Sounds like you're cooking on the weekend.
Yep, Saturday's going to be busy, and then Sunday's Easter, so.
Oh, that's right. Well,
you're not going to be here, so. Sunday, you'll be on a plane.
Why Easter Sunday? I'll be on a plane, but that's the point of Easter Sunday had significance with Texas to me and Travis.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Right, hey? Everything
that's
for a reason.
Weird,
like I always tell you, everything for a reason.
That is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'll never forget, you know, because the boss made us go to sunrise service.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know, but because it's Easter,
mm-hmm.
but that's fine. And then we left right there, and we were mounting the two Spanish ibex. I forget which. There's four kind of ibex in Spain.
Yeah.
You know, there's the north, south, east, and west.
There you go.
And they each have a different name.
Yeah.
But they all stink the same. You know,
yeah,
we were mounting those two Bassetti ibex. I knew it'd come to me, but life size, and we had to put them on these. I don't care if I talk truth about that shop. We're making everything giant.
Yeah,
then he has us put them on these mouflon. So I had to put a goat as big as that one we did.
Yeah,
on an 80-pound. Now there's some wrinkles there.
Yeah, no doubt.
But. All right, buddy.
Well, all right.
Stop.
Yep, we'll tune this one out, and we'll start over again next week, I guess.
Yeah, with a guest or
something. Yep, we'll have somebody here with us next week, whether in person or on the telephone.
Right.
But, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. Guys, thanks again for watching another episode of Off-Centered Outdoors Podcast. Be sure to follow us on all social media at Butchershop Taxidermy and at Ojai_Valley_Taxidermy on Instagram, and follow us on anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Please go leave a review if you can. Hit the follow button, anything you can do to get the numbers up for the algorithm and keep us in everybody's vision, that's the goal.
Yeah, and again, take time to smell the hide paste. Because we all have expectations of waking up in the morning.
Yep.
And sadly, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, well, I think there's the title of the episode, Wake Up and Smell the Hide Paste.
That's it. We'll see you next week on another episode.
Have a good one, everybody. Thank you so much.
Testa,
and you're not.
And we're out.